It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It's Friday, October the 3rd. A little loose wire somewhere in here. Welcome to the program. It's Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullet City studio. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. And, of course, you know, always on Fridays, it's a Fab Four Friday, so we play the Fab Four for our music in and out of our commercials. And today we're going to be playing the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band. And I'm very fortunate, because tomorrow, I'm going to Vegas to see Sir Paul McCartney in concert. Yeah, it'll be my fourth time seeing him, and he still hasn't seen me. That's tomorrow night at the Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. And then my wife texted me yesterday when she was at work, and she said, "So, I want to go to the Sunday ball game. It starts at noon in Vegas. It's the Mercury against the Vegas Aces." And I'm like, okay. So we're going to do that on Sunday. What a busy weekend. Yeah. We don't leave till tomorrow morning. But anyhow, back to the program. So I'll let you know Monday how Paul McCartney was. Yeah. Our guest today. Well, first of all, let me tell you this. If you want to call in during the program, you can do that. We have a phone line. Our own area code, 234-343-1065. So you can give us a call if you have a question. Or, if you'd like, we have a text line. Yeah. I move it around between Bullhead and Havasu. It is 928-727-5566. I get to keep it for the weekend. Because you can text me today. You can also text Common Ground and Speak Out 2.0 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So you can text me today. 727-5566, or Monday when I'm back, when we have Catherine Rajimi in here for River Founders Radio and Big Jim Cheney. Welcome our guest today, Beth Matthews, Public Information Officer, Public Education Specialist with the Kingman Fire Department. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Bullhead City, on your day off, even.
Yes, kind of. It's first Friday tonight, so I'm still working.
Oh, that's right. Tonight's the night they light up the downtown area. And
yes.
Because when I was talking to the chamber a few months ago, they have like 4,000 people down there.
Yeah, it is a huge crowd. It's one of our bigger events. And we also have the annual football versus, or firefighter versus police football game tonight, too.
How cool is that? Mm-hmm. We did that years ago in Bullhead. But to me, the funner games was we played, it was law enforcement against the fire department. In those days, it was the sheriff's office and DPS, and we played them in softball.
That was
so much fun. That was our Memorial Day weekend, and we did it on Friday night, and then Saturday we had the water fights in the community park.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Water fights.
Yeah. Do you guys still do water fights?
I have yet to see that.
Oh, okay. How long have you been there?
3 years.
3 years. Mm-hmm. And what made you take the job as the education specialist and information officer?
So I actually got a phone call, asked if I would apply for it, and the rest is history. So I took the job 3 years ago, was standing on the pool deck. I was actually back in education at the time, and I had just signed my contract teaching 8th grade social studies. And when I got this phone call, I went and interviewed, and they liked what they saw, and I've been there since.
Great. So you left the classroom.
I did. I was also at Parks and Rec for 13 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So
in Kingman?
Mm-hmm.
So you've been around a while.
I have.
Yeah. Okay. Do you map out your school year at the beginning of the year, like what classes you're going to teach when and where?
Yeah, so what I do is I go meet with all of the principals at each school.
Yeah.
And once I meet with them, we go over the schedule, and then we put it together. So I teach in each classroom. Usually I start with the little ones, so I'll go to all the daycares. And it's not just me. The operation crew also comes along with the engine at times. So it's a handful of us. You can't do this job alone.
Right.
But, yeah, I do go in all the classrooms. I set up the schedule for each school, and then it starts usually in September, and I'll end sometime around March or April, and then we do all the fun activities throughout the year as well, some of the special events that we can make.
Do you get involved with Parks and Rec now during the summer?
I do still work with Parks and Rec during the summer. I still train all of the lifeguard and water safety instructors.
Oh.
I'm still certified as a lifeguard instructor trainer and a water safety instructor trainer.
Fabulous.
So, and we also do CPR in the community. So
Ryan Frueworth loves you.
Ryan and I have worked together. We've also grew up together, so I know him well. Yeah.
I grew up with his dad.
Okay, Daryl.
In Lakewood, California.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we graduated from the same high
school.
And Monday the other day, I saw that you had a tour at the station where you bring the kids to the fire station.
Yeah, that was the homeschool group. That was actually a really fun tour. They were very hands-on. And so those children were there for about an hour and a half. We started on the outside grounds and then worked our way in. I also had two Fire Explorer youth with me who were doing the Fire Academy, and they were present. So they joined in and gave some of the tour. And then once we got inside, the guys. So, again, it's a collaborative effort.
But that's kind of neat when you have Fire Explorers because they're like 15, 16, 17. So they're not... Those kids can look at them as being cool.
Correct.
You know, instead of a 75-year-old firefighter, you know.
Yes.
So it makes a difference when they're the younger explorers, huh?
Yes, it does make a huge difference. And they're learning everything, so the fact that they're able to teach it at the same time that they're learning it is also very beneficial.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they help tremendously at all of our special events. They help set up for the banquet. They are a huge part of the community and a huge part of everything that we're doing right now.
How many explorers do you have?
I don't know the exact number. I believe there's about 15 or 16.
Okay.
I know sometimes they fall off at the beginning because of their scheduling, and
right.
It just isn't quite what they want. But usually we stay. We may lose one or two, but most of them stay on. And then they actually graduate and go and become firefighters in the community.
Yeah. We have that at the high school with the CTE program.
Mm-hmm.
I should say Bullhead. Fire has that at the high school with the CTE program. And they have a retired captain who runs it.
Okay.
And he's back full-time in a different position, but part of it is he oversees that class.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's with the Wave JTED and collaboration, and then anyone who's in high school, and as long as they turn 18 by the time the test is. And ours is ran by our internal personnel.
It's the only way to grow your own.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what you taught high school, or junior high, eighth grade, now that you're the educator for 3 years, what's your favorite grade to teach now?
So I've also taught kindergarten in fourth and fifth and second preschool. So honestly, I just love children. So as far as a specific grade, I just adjust accordingly. I don't have a favorite necessarily. If I had to pick, I'd say fourth and fifth grade. They're just sarcastic enough, but they're still children. They're not snooty or...
They still like to learn.
Yeah. They still are there. All the children, though, as long as you can adjust accordingly and adapt to what they need and understand them, they're really easy to teach.
So do you find that each... grade level, you have a different set of topics that you teach?
I do.
Because in reality, it's not just fire safety, it's fire and life safety.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do. I have, for kindergarten, I will teach what a smoke alarm is, what it sounds like, to stay away from the smoke, stay away from the flames, and two ways out of the house, so get out.
Okay.
And then also to go to their neighbors if their parents are now, because they shouldn't. Most of the time, they don't have a phone in kindergarten.
Right.
Have someone call 911, not to go back inside. The reason we don't go back inside. And then first grade, I go over what I also went in the previous year, and then I'll add on another component and what the fire triangle is, what creates a fire, and then for second.
Explain to my listeners the triangle.
So the triangle, it's a combustion. It's actually called, for simple terms, we'll just leave it the triangle. So it's the three components that it takes to create a fire, which is oxygen, a fuel and a heat source. And I go over with the children the combustion part in the middle as well, once all three of those components combine, because it has to have the exact amount for each component. That's when the smoke starts happening and then the flame combusts. And why it takes certain amount of heat for certain objects such as paper versus a table, and what fuel is, including them being fuel. We go over everything that's in the classroom as far as fuel. And then how to put that out. Why little fires are easier to put out, and why huge house fires, the fire department has to show up. Because we don't have a hose hooked to the water system, and we can't suck out all the oxygen. We can't remove all the fuel, so we have to use water in that case. So I couldn't go in the science background for their age.
Good.
For sixth grade, we actually go through the whole process. But
did you see the fire in the news this morning in El Segundo last night?
I did not.
It was a Chevron gasoline plant.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Huge fuel source.
Yes. But yeah. Then they were live this morning, and it was all dark. So I guess they got it out. But, yeah. So do you also do community programs? Are you at the Elks and the Lodge and the Rotary and...
Oscar usually does more of those.
Okay.
I have done some of them. The Toys for Tots I'll be a part of. But, yeah, most of the time we leave that to Oscar.
Okay. I've had Oscar on the program, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's more of an inspector than an educator?
He does both.
Yeah.
He still does some education. He does our CPR. He does inspection. He's well-rounded and well-knowledged, so
right.
he does well.
He's 20-some years.
Yeah, at least 20-some.
Yeah,
especially events.
So you did the homeschoolers on Monday for a tour. How do you get in touch with homeschoolers that are just home by caught by mom?
They call us. Word of mouth.
Okay.
They might see our social media posts. They might have talked to a friend who had us. It might be a Boy Scout or Girl Scout troop, and one of the kids was in that troop. It's honestly just word of mouth.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. there was like 20 of them in the picture.
Yeah. That was a fun group. Those children were a blast.
Good.
They thoroughly enjoyed everything. And they were really intelligent. So it was easy to teach them not only what the tools were for and the hands-on. They just wanted to learn everything.
Right. Now, you gave them all little fire helmets, all different colors. Do you give stuff out at each grade level, too, when you are in the schools, or?
Yeah, generally speaking, so I wear a mustache when I go teach, when I read and stuff. So this year I'm handing out mustaches for all the children. So
oh, good.
They'll walk away with the black mustache sticker. I also give out a table placemat.
Okay.
And it has all the fire safety. Has our topic for this year, which is lithium batteries. It'll have the two ways out and a little area for them to draw. Has some fire words, just an overall fire knowledge. And then for the older kids, if I teach them like stop the bleed, I'll give them stop the bleed information, or for CPR. It just I can narrow it down to different topics. It just depends. And
right.
If the teacher wants something to align with their curriculum, which all of this does align with their curriculum, if they have something else in mind, then I will adjust accordingly.
Because you're taking 20 or 30 minutes out of a classroom time, you have to fit in the curriculum nowadays.
Correct, yeah.
When I started at Bullet Fire, we didn't have to do that. But they were there 5 days a week, 7 hours a day. You know, now they've trimmed that down a little bit. In Bullet, they go four days a week.
Same thing.
Yeah, and so that time in the classroom is precious to that teacher. And when you come in, yeah, she can catch up on, or he can catch up on some things. But they don't want you up there just wasting time. I mean, you have to meet their curriculums.
Correct, yeah. Curriculum, safety, make sure the kids actually learn what I'm teaching. They're not just hearing it. We practice it. I have, for the little ones, I'll use bubbles as fake smoke because you can't bring the real items into the classroom. You don't
right.
want to scare the kids. So I'll blow bubbles and tell them, you know, you don't want to obviously eat these or inhale them. Same thing with the smoke. So crawl away from them, and then I have huge, giant hands that I use to touch the door to show them if it's hot or cold, how many other ways out are there. So just to make sure they're thinking and that they understand that safety is important, and not just from the time they're in kindergarten, but all the way up until they're 100 years old. You know, what
right.
I teach you today, I want you to go home and tell your parents and then tell somebody else and teach each other so you can keep each other safe.
And the young kids, you need props, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely do.
And they absorb that stuff.
Yeah, they love the props.
All right, 20 past. Let's take our first break. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Oh, elevate your online experience. 100% fiber internet. Call them. Local phone number is 928-444-8232. And we're brought to you by Perkins American Food Company, where right now you can check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Oh, yes. And they have a breakfast trio starting at $5.99. Goes up from there.
Lachlan Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Lachlan Ranch. Make your appointment at LachlanRanch.com.
Attention high school juniors, Mojave Electric Cooperative is sponsoring a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Washington, D.C. Applications for the Washington Youth Tour are open now through October 31st. All applicants must be high school juniors, and their parent or legal guardians must be MEC members and grant permission to apply. Visit online at mojaveelectric.com/community for more information and start your application today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Get ready for a taste of the Old West. Join your friends in Chloride on Saturday, October 4th, starting at 9 a.m. for the 49th Annual Old Miners Day Celebration. Bring the whole family for a day packed with fun. Enjoy bake sales, thrilling gunfight reenactments, a lively parade, raffle prizes, and a town filled with unique merchants. Step back in time and honor Chloride's mining heritage in Arizona's oldest silver mining town off the Surbat Mountains. Don't miss out. Mark your calendar for October 4th, Old Miners Day in Chloride.
This is our town, the place we call home.
This is Kimmy Nicole from Annie's Thrift Store, and for 1 month, we pulled over 300 of our customers. And 90% of those customers told us that they only listen to Radio Central's KJJJ Country and KNTR Talk. Our customers' feedback is why we here at Annie's Thrift Store have chosen to advertise with Radio Central, the most listened to stations in Cayman.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce, and with us today in the studio is Beth Matthews, who is the Public Education Specialist and Public Information Officer for the Kingman Fire Department. And we've been talking a lot about education-wise. Do you do homework with the kids? Do you, like, pass out homework assignments? And
so with the preschoolers, they put a firefighter together. I have stickers, and because we don't want them to be scared of firefighters. That's the one thing, especially if they do get trapped for some reason.
Right.
We want them to scream and holler and go towards them and not just hide. But they put firefighter stickers together. The other children, if I actually did homework with them, I'd be in the classroom probably an hour and a half. I'm already in there for 45 minutes to an hour. So the homework is hands-on. It's what we do while I'm teaching.
Okay.
There is homework that goes home with the parents, though.
Right.
I call it parent homework, not children homework, because I do want the parents, when the kid gets home with the paper, to actually set up a way out for their child if, in the event, there's a fire in their house.
Because it's unfortunate. You can reach all the kids in the classroom.
Correct.
But you can't reach all their parents.
Correct.
So it's that homework assignment, either a, you know, escape plan with your meeting place, mm-hmm. that hopefully is the link to the parents.
Correct. I call it backwards education because we are teaching the children. Ideally, though, it's the parent that is responsible for the house that they live in.
Right.
It's the parent that has to make sure the smoke alarms are working, because if those alarms aren't working, then how is that child going to wake up if they wake up when the alarm goes off? How is that child going to know that there's an emergency in their house? We don't want them to wait for the smoke or the flames, God forbid, because that's the worst timing for a child to try to get out of a situation.
Now it's all panic.
Correct. It's all panic. And then their brain starts, you know, going crazy, and they get lost, and it's dark, and there's lots of smoke in the air. Even our firefighters, whenever they go into a building, they have all the safety equipment. They still, because of the environment and the craziness of it, they still might be able to not get out sometimes. They have their safety measures in place, obviously, for them, for that reason. So we want you outside as fast and quickly as you possibly can. And it's up to the parents, honestly. It's up to the adults that live in that house to make sure that that child is safe.
And sometimes that homework assignment, that piece of paper that reminds them of that, or to do a home escape plan and make the kids go through that escape. Make them go out
practice,
a window.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to practice what you preach. Maybe that's enough to fire up the parents to get involved.
That's the plan. That's the hope. I do tell the children that. Go home. See if you can open your windows. I don't want you to break them if you don't have to.
Right.
In an emergency, though, by all means, please, because your parent wants you outside. They don't want you in that house. And so, yeah, practice opening your windows. Have your parents teach you how to open your window. Go over the only reason we're doing this is if there is a fire. If you can't get out the front door, what's the other option? Or do you go in your brother and sister's room because they're littler than you? Do you get them up first and then go out that window? It's whatever the house, the environment of the house and the parent goes over with that child. Just practice it at least twice a year.
Right.
That way, if there is an emergency, that child is prepared. And it's no different than anything else in life. We practice driving. We everything we do is practice. And I tell the kids, you practice your math facts, so why don't you practice your safety as well in your house? You practice reading. You practice writing. All of this ties into one thing. And I do tell the children, you are the only, there's only one of you. That's it. This is the only one of you we get in our life. And it's our job as a society to keep you safe, starting at home, starting in the classroom, starting with me, so that you grow up and become what you're supposed to, because nobody wants to have any other options,
right.
You know, alternative.
Whew. Heavy. Heavy.
You gotta reach them.
Let my listeners take a break here. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Do you need some money? You want to buy some land or you want to buy a home? You want to call Chad Hansen. He's the guy with the key to the vault. It's got all the money in it. 928-288-2691. And we're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Give them a call if you want maybe a physical therapist, occupational therapist, or speech therapist at 928-763-1404.
Too soon? Maybe it's a little early for Christmas music, but it's never too early to prep your home for the holidays. Stay ahead of the holiday chaos with TWN's fast, reliable 100% fiber internet. Keep your holidays festive, fun, and stress-free. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncomm.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue-sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Lachlan Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Lachlan Ranch. Make your appointment at LachlanRanch.com.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board and playing his incredible music every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. A nice change of pace for Sunday evenings.
Sunday nights just got smoother. Sundays with Sinatra from 5 to 7 p.m. Brought to you exclusively by the Anderson Automotive Group.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Live from our Bullhead City studio. And today our guest, oh, let me give the number again in case you want to call. The phone number, 234-343-1065. Or if you want to text a question, you're welcome to 928-727-5566. Now, Beth, do you have clowns and puppets?
I call it clown school. I did attend that last year here in Bullhead.
Right.
I do have a puppet. It's Mugs for short. It's purple. The puppet's a bad puppet, though, so he stays in my bag sometimes, and then I pull him out whenever it's time for the bad things that might happen, like lighters and matches. He's the one that causes all the mischief. So I'm still trying to figure out how to use that puppet. As far as clowns, no. I do wear a mustache when I read or when I teach because I don't want to be a bald firefighter, so I put my colored mustache on, and the kids think it's funny, so that's as close as I get to character.
I'll bet they do think that's funny.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, fire departments all over the country use clowns and puppets to teach, like an auditorium or a big group of students, and maintain their attention, especially the little ones. They love the clown and the puppet, you know, although occasionally you'll have a student that is deathly afraid of clowns. But and they teach that in Bullhead City every February, the Arizona Fire and Burn Educators. So It's good to see people still do that, and You know, even with a little puppet. That's how Bullhead got started years ago with Polly Elson. She had a puppet.
Okay.
You know, and she took it in the classroom, and she would hers was more positive. It was called, oh gosh, I've lost the name of the puppet. But I'll have to text Polly and ask her what the name of the puppet was. Are you using PowerPoint when you get into, like, 4th and 5th and 6th graders, the older kids at all?
It varies as long as the school itself allows those things because they're so locked down as far as the IT department. I can't even bring in a flash drive anymore.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I do have PowerPoints that I have created or ones that I use on the fire websites, and I'll email the teacher ahead of time what those PowerPoints are.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So CPR ones, maybe stop the bleed. Most of it, though, I am fortunate I have all the hands-on stuff that I need. So because the children are so much involved in the electronic world, I try to stay away from that as far as when I'm teaching, and I try to stay with them, present with them at the moment, and everything we do is hands-on, and it's practicing what I'm teaching, basically.
How did you, I mean, you were a teacher, but how did you learn to teach fire and life safety?
A lot of training. A lot of classes. I am fortunate my department allows me to go to any training that I want. So I started off going to the education part, education trainings. I have my education 1-2 and manager 1. I also started going to PIO classes. I also started going to fire inspector classes. I have taken a few fire investigation classes. Most recently, I'm also a car seat tech. I just went to a car seat class this past Wednesday in Phoenix to learn all about the new car seats and the new features of them. And
how long was your car seat class?
So my actual car seat class was 3-4 days long. So it's a 4-day class on how to install car seats.
When you tell people you went to a 4-day class on car seats, do they look at you like you're nuts?
Yes, they do. But it's not just the car seats. It's the collision involved. It's the scientific dynamics. It's literally how the screw is made, where it's made, how many people can make those screws, the lifetime of the screw. So that car seat is protecting your child. And it is taking extremely serious in the car seat world. And manufacturers and everything put into that car seat, again, is to protect your child and to the best of their ability, keep them alive as long as the car seat's used correctly, which is why I had to go to that class so I could learn how to use the car seats correctly. Your vehicle in the manual will tell you specifically where to put the car seat in that vehicle, what to use as far as seatbelt or anchors. It's all science.
And you mentioned anchors. Explain the anchor.
The anchors are those little bars at the bottom. There's a little button above it even that shows where they are. But the little bars at the bottom, instead of using the seatbelt, the car seat has little metal clips, basically, and the anchors clip into that. And then they have a new feature called the tether, which is generally for forward-facing. There are some car seats that you use the tether for rear-facing, but those are very rare. But it keeps the child in the car seat in line, and you don't want him too snug. You don't want him too loose. Again, it's all science and for safety. It's all safety. It's all been tested. They use crash dummies, which is what I learned at this last car seat class, specific types of crash dummies, how long a crash dummy can stay in place until it has to get recalibrated. Thank you.
Yep.
And be put back in use like 3 months later. So.
And you mentioned you learned the life of a car seat.
Life of a car seat generally is 10 years, give or take. If it's in an accident, though, then it's immediately expired. They don't recommend that a parent use a car seat from another child or another person because they don't know what's happened to it. And the life of a car seat is not based off the plastic. It's based off of the springs and the weight that car seat is having inputted into them. It's the, oh my gosh, there's so many different reasons, but yeah, so, generally 10 years.
So the 4-day class is intense.
It is. It's intense. There's homework, there's a test, there's hands-on training. We have to know all the names of the parts of the car seats, and it's not, there's like 400 different car seats out there.
Right.
So if we don't know, we have to at least know how to use the manual or look in the vehicle manual and learn how to understand what it's saying and make sure that you, before I send you off with that car seat and that child in it, that I've done everything correctly so that you can do it on your own.
And they're different, rear-facing versus forward-facing versus booster. I mean...
Yes, 3-in-1, convertible, the ones that turn now, they have them now where the bar on top actually soothes the baby, and there's batteries you put in it, and you can actually hook it to your phone. There's another one I just saw this week in the little clip in the middle. If the clip is still buckled and you start walking away, your phone will alert you that that clip is still buckled, basically saying that you probably left your kid in
the car. Yeah.
So because you didn't unbuckle it, and so you go back to your car and you unbuckle the clip. Again, all safety features.
Yeah, it's crazy now that we have to think about that because the number of kids that have been left in a car. It's unreal. Do you use much video in the classroom? Do you purchase videos for training? And
I honestly usually go to Sparky website, Sparky.com.
Right.
Or I'll go to the NFA. National Fire Academy websites or the NFPA, or if I'm doing...
National Fire Protection Association.
Yeah. Or I'll go to ADOT if I'm doing any traffic or highway vehicle safety. So, yes, I do, but I try not to recreate them. Or State Farm has some... Gosh, there are so many websites out there. Honestly, if you just Google what you're looking for, anything safety-wise, sometimes even foreign, like... Foreign videos are kind of funny sometimes,
right.
And it gives you a different perspective that we may not have thought of here. Foreign car seats even are different, or car seats for airplanes. So again, if you just Google what you're looking for as far as safety, you can find it. It's out there.
Let's talk Fire Prevention Week.
Okay.
Because it's next week?
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Yeah. So what's the history of Fire Prevention Week? What is that all about?
I don't know the actual history, but I believe it's they pick a theme every year.
Right.
And that theme is the whole year's discussion for a lot of places.
And they being the National,
Fire Protection Association. And then you go and teach the public about that theme. This year is lithium batteries, something that we didn't used to have. So obviously there's an importance of knowing how to stay safe from lithium batteries and the importance of using... I'll just go over it real quick. Making sure you use the correct charger that came with that battery and not an off-market charger. Making sure you don't keep it in the heat or in your garage or plugged in too long or underneath your pillow. Or when I'm talking lithium batteries, by the way, I'm talking cell phones. I'm talking any tool that you might use in your garage that is charged by a battery. Vehicles. Vehicles is another one.
And when you say tools, us guys have drill motors and all these.
Oh, I do too.
Yes. I mean, we got everything that's ran by batteries now.
Correct. So you want to keep them cool. It's just, right. Honestly, they're like little humans. You don't want to drop them because they might combust. You don't want to keep them in the heat too long because, again, they might combust. We have had fires in our area due to those batteries in the
garage. You're the first person I've ever met that teaches a batteries like a human.
Well, if you start thinking about all the things that you do, you don't want to do anything that you wouldn't do to a human. You don't want to leave them in the car too long. You don't want to leave them in the cold too long. You don't want them to combust. You don't want to leave them charged too long. Don't want to use any aftermarket products.
So now, what is Kingman doing? Anything special for Fire Prevention Week?
I teach all year, but we do sign a proclamation with the city council, and then I do have a lithium battery lesson plan that I'll teach to the older grades. It's not that I don't think the younger grades should know about it or not know about it. It's just most of the time they don't have.
Right.
Yeah, I can tell them, but they're not in charge of anything.
They're still not. They're not into iPhones and AirPods.
Correct. Yeah. And if they are, then, So, yeah, it's older kids. We are doing First Friday tonight. It's all about lithium battery safety.
Good.
I also met with the trash company, and I'll be putting a press release out for that.
We have a caller. Caller, do you have a question? Hello, caller.
Yes, yes I do. I was just wondering if over here they have fire grills at the school themselves, because I come from
in here. Could you repeat that, please? Could you repeat your question, please?
Yes, I just wondered if they have fire drills over here at the schools, because I come from San Diego County, and over there they had fire drills so that the kids could get out of the schools.
Yeah, we still have fire drills once a month. And I will block the exit sometimes with my fake flames. And I also have dog and a bear that I take in the classroom, so sometimes I'll use those. But, yes, they have fire drills once a month. They do turn in the information for that fire drill, how long it took them, what the temperature was, if they had to use an alternative route, if any kids were left inside for any reason. It is taken very seriously at all the schools in Kingman, every single school, and we get the report every month. But towards the end of the month, if we haven't heard from them, we'll send them an email just reminding them, hey, you've got, a week left.
There you go. Thank you for the call. Okay. Yeah, I think that's statewide. I think they have to do it.
Correct.
I think it's,
Yeah, it's not an option.
State Fire Marshal's Office or something that tells them they got to do that. We used to do it where the fifth graders put on the fire drill.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and they would block exits. They would go around and check rooms, and it was a whole two-hour class. They may still do it. I don't know.
I have yet to see that, but that is kind of neat. Teaches them both sides of the...
Right. Yeah, and I used to take the fifth graders from one school over to another school, the junior high, and put it on there. And so sometimes you can move them around. And it teaches them to that are doing the fire drill, but then they also have to go in the rooms and check. And I would always hide a kid. Get a teacher to hide a kid,
right?
And see if they found them. But those are that again is to drive that message to the home. You're doing a fire drill in school
to protect your child
every month.
Yep.
But you're not doing it at home.
Correct.
Where your child sleeps. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of sleeping, a lot of one of my children did not wake up when the smoke alarm went off. I knew
one
he
of your own.
Yeah, one of my own. So because I test them in nighttime when they were sleeping, it doesn't scare them too bad. I promise. The other children woke up. They knew what to do. Obviously we didn't go all the way outside sometimes if it was freezing, but they would go at least to the door. They knew where our meeting spot was. They knew where the neighbors were. They knew not to grab anything. I do tell the older children though, I can't see without my glasses. I am blind. So if they're right next to me, I can grab them. But if they're in my bathroom or they're in the living room. I'm going to keep going. I can replace those. They worry about the animals, honestly.
Oh,
They all worry about their animals. That is the biggest concern, besides their family. Their family is their first concern. Their animals are their second. I have seen so many firefighters bring out animals. Animals are smart. Leave your doors open. Holler for them outside. If not, they can't get out. They will find usually a spot where they're safe. And the firefighters, I've seen them bring them out, and they're alive. Obviously, I do tell the children if they're fish or something, that's a different story because of the environment that they're in. I don't want to lie to them.
Somewhere in my collection of photos, I have Justin Flemmer bringing out a rabbit.
I have my photos.
Way back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They will. Firefighters care about.
And the thing I used to tell kids, too, is your dog knows your doorbell. Your dog knows your doorbell. What that means, he knows somebody's on the other side of it, and teach them with your fire drill. When you go out, take them with you.
Yep.
Make them go through it. Yeah. They'll know. Animals are smart.
Yep, that's what I told them. And if they're on their bed, I said, if they're right next to, like, most of them sleep with us, right? I said, by all means, as long as they're not fighting you, bring them with you. You know, come on, let's go. Or grab them by the collar and, like, walk them out with you. Again, if they're in a different room, that's a different story.
I agree. Yeah. So. Well, and again, if they're in a different room, that's the first, just like if you had a baby, that's the first room you go to.
The adults, right? Yeah. Yeah, the adults' responsibility to get those.
But the biggest thing here is.
But don't chase them.
The longer the notice is to get out, make sure your fire alarms are working in your home.
Correct.
Make sure you have that. And don't ever sit back and think, well, the fire will wake me up. No, fires don't make noise.
You don't want it to wake you up, and honestly.
By the time it wakes you up, that means that the smoke level is down to 6 feet from the ceiling, 7 feet from the ceiling. It's now rapidly get out.
Correct.
But your smoke alarm would have went off when it was just, you know, an inch from the ceiling.
Right, because its job is to detect the smoke, which you don't want carbon monoxide poisoning, which actually puts you in a deeper sleep. So if you don't have an alarm that's working, that smoke actually may not wake you up. It actually may put you into a further sleep.
Yes, and then ultimately take your life.
Correct.
Do you have a smoke detector program in Kingman?
We do. You have to buy your own batteries, and you have to provide your own smoke alarms.
Okay.
Unless they're only battery-operated, we do have some only battery-operated ones, which most homes now, you have to have the electrical wire hookups. So what we do, though, is we do come out, and we will install them for you. We'll install your batteries. We'll install the alarm. As long as the electrical part is already connected, we will not do any electrical
rewiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not that we're not capable. It's just not covered under our insurance.
Right. Yep. What's the phone number if people want to call and talk to you about smoke alarms?
I can give my cell.
Okay.
928-418-5563, and then if I can't do it, somebody else in the office can, depending on our schedule. We do schedule it. The operation side also does alarms. Let's say you wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning, and that thing is annoying you and going off, and it's the highest one usually in the ceiling.
Sure.
The operation side will come out and change the battery for you. Again, smoke alarm is the most important feature.
Don't call 911. Call the non-emergency.
Right, yeah. Call the non-emergency, which I could look up on my phone and see what that is.
Let's take a break, and we'll do that when we come back.
Yeah.
All right. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Interested in the budget payment plan? You can do that in October. Call them, 928-763-1100. Also, we're brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Monday Night Football. Check out the Chiefs and the Jaguars this Monday night at Laughlin Ranch.
Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
TWN Communications delivers fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet straight to your home with sustainable speeds and unlimited data you can count on. Choose a plan ranging from 200 megabytes to 2 gigabytes. Plus, MEC members receive discounts. Experience the difference with TWN 100% fiber internet and sign up today. Call 888-227-2095 or visit www.twncomm.com/Mojave.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
This holiday season, keep everything running smoothly with TWN Fiber Internet. Enjoy faster shopping, clearer calls, and zero interruptions so you can focus on what matters most, family, fun, and festive cheer. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/MOHAVE. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twn.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. On Saturday, October 11th, Bullhead Community Park is the place for pet lovers. A pet resource fair and adoption event starts at 10 a.m. where dogs will be on site and available for adoption. Or check out the pet photo booth and lots more. More details online at WeCareForAnimalsAZ.org. Match up against the best cornhole players in the tri-state at the Kings of Kingman Cornhole Tournament and make some cash money too. Saturday, October 25th at Centennial Park. More details on the recreation page at kingman.gov. The Veterans Center in Lake Havasu City reminds all residents, support our armed forces and their families and wear red on Fridays. Remember everyone deployed. And if you have an event and want to get it on the community calendar, email office@myradiocentral.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. It's about 7 before the hour, and right after the top of the hour, the news, and you join the Sean Hannity program. So we're going to wrap up here with Beth Matthews, the Public Information Officer, Public Education Specialist with Kingman Fire. We've talked about everything except PIO. As the PIO, when you get on a fire, because PIOs are weird, that we also realize the safety factor of the fire. And that's usually the first thing you tell the media is everybody got out because of the smoke alarm. Or do you find yourself doing that?
I do. I actually, if I get to go on scene, I actually like to talk to the people that got out. They need to tell somebody everything. They're in distraught. They're kind of their house just burnt down. I mean, right. Let's be real. So I actually like to go check on them first and see how they're doing. And then, obviously, my job is to take the pictures and then put the release out. It depends. So a lot of people, we don't actually release what caused the fire in our town. Right. And it's out of privacy for some of the cases. Other cases, it's not the cause necessarily. Again, it's the safety features that were put in place to make sure they did get out. It's the ones where the safety feature wasn't in place and unfortunately a life was lost that are the most devastating, because we know on our end, as long as that alarm would have worked, their chances would have been a lot greater. Right. So it's hard to know that there's life lost because of that one item that just wasn't operating. And you'd stated this, you don't think it's going to happen to you. I tell the children, I never want a fire in your house. Like, I hope from now you never have to use anything I've taught you. However, I ask the kids, have you ever had a fire? And I've had two or three raise their hand already who have had fires or know somebody who's had a fire. Or their grandparent, the stories are endless. Or my mom was cooking in the kitchen and, you know, the smoke started happening and luckily they put it out. The odds of you having a fire or somebody you know having a fire are greater than not having one. So please just make sure the safety features are in place.
Right. What's the non-emergency phone number for Kingman Fire if people have questions or dispatch?
928-753-8050.
Okay. And feel free to call if you have a question about your fire escape plan, mm-hmm. how to make a fire escape plan, how to get out of your house, where do you meet?
If you're elderly and you trip over stuff, we can definitely go over that, like rugs and certain things. Yeah, where to meet.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have an elderly program that you teach also?
Yeah. Between Oscar and I, there's four of us in the back that do all the safety part of fire. And I say four of us in the back. We are, as a whole, the community, Kingman Fire Department, safety related. All the operation is well do safety. Obviously, the four of us, it's our primary job. Our operation, their job is to do whatever the emergency is at that moment. So Kingman Fire as a whole is safety. And I don't remember what you said.
Yeah, because, you know, your average firefighter, when they go through the academy, they learn about the fire safety. And then when they get out into the field, then there's usually a book they have to fill out for their first 6 months or something that includes going in the classroom with you, right?
Correct. Yeah, yeah, the fire explorers. The operations side, I actually get to schedule them. And I say get to. It just depends on what training. So mind you, they do tons of hours of training. And when I say tons, I mean there's probably 3 or 4 days a week where they're doing some type of training. And the reason they have to train again is for safety. Their safety, your safety. They want to go home. They have
right.
families. They
right.
have. We care about them just as we care about you guys.
Yeah, we don't want to lose a firefighter. And they train so much because there's not a fire every day.
Correct.
There could be 6 months before one particular
yeah.
firefighter goes on a residential structure fire. So
which is
you
a
need
good
that.
Thing.
Yeah, it's a good
That's
thing.
A positive.
But you need that constant training.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
yep.
No, I agree. All right, give them the phone number again for the dispatch center if there's a non-emergency question. And then give the phone number, you can give your cell phone number again if you want.
For dispatch, it's 928-753-8050. And then for my cell phone, it's 928-418-5563. And if I can't do it, I will obviously find somebody who can.
Very good. Beth, thank you so much. Great information.
Thank you.
I hope people were paying attention. If they're not, I hope they'll follow up and call you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. A couple things going on this weekend around our community. It's the 37th annual Chip In for Kids golf tournament tomorrow morning at El Rio Golf Course. It's the John and Olivia McCormick golf tournament that benefits the Boys and Girls Club. Call the club if you have a question, 763-1411, or call Gary Reynolds. And also tomorrow there's a farmer's market in Bullhead City. Community Park kicks off at 9 o'clock. Call Claire Adams if you have questions, 763-0158. And a community baby shower coming up next Thursday at Laughlin Ranch, put on by Make Bullhead Better from 5 to 7. Call Make Bullhead Better at 928-444-2896. And we briefly touched on First Fridays tonight in Kingman. Mr. Sean Hannity will be in your ears in just a moment. And remind you again, Monday is River Founders Radio with Jim Cheney. And myself and Catherine Lopez Razimi, who's been here forever. And tune in for that. Everyone have a great, safe weekend out there. And we'll talk to you on Monday.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.